And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Friday morning. Your big game pregame. 6:04, the show. Jen, Truda, Shaylee, Joey. Everybody's in the house for the 3rd of February. What is up, everybody?
We all have our red on for National Red Day.
Looks good.
Got the red dress dash tonight. Power and light.
We'll be hosting that puppy tonight.
Yeah.
Are you going to put a red dress on?
I am going to put on what you see me in right now.
Oh, nice red shirt.
So you are wearing the red dress.
Are you supposed to have a little red dress? Is that the new LBD?
Well, no, it's called the red dress dash.
I know.
So you put the red dress on and then you dash.
There are plenty of guys that put the red dress on.
Which is why I asked you if you were wearing the same thing you did last year.
Yeah,
it was very sparkly and
right.
Did you sequins.
I wish you would.
I don't have one.
You could get one for this. It's like Halloween.
You can borrow my tutu.
A little costume.
Oh, good, yeah.
It's red.
Okay.
And sparkly.
Well, we'll see you out there. If you're going to be at Red Dress Dash today at the Power and Light District from 5 to 7, we'll see you out there. Jen and I should both be in the house.
Yes. I'm bringing the kids out.
Joey and I will be there.
We'll dash. Is there an actual... I haven't actually been there before.
Oh, cool. The whole show's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So you actually do a dash. There's a run, a little jaunt. How far
is it?
Well,
by saying you, it's about a subjective term.
We'll be on stage
announcing and telling people when to go.
Okay.
And they'll run around
dash.
The block.
It'll take about 15 seconds.
Yeah, they'll come back.
Okay.
It goes usually out one side of Power and Light where the entrance is up front by the stage, usually to the left. Go around the back side of it and then come around the other side. So
that seems easy, and I'm in.
Like,
sure.
2 blocks total.
That much I can do.
Yeah.
It's for a good cause. Heart Health Month.
And you got the fancy Charlie Hustle.
I do.
Red
I love
heart.
It.
And those are available for purchase, I assume?
Uh-huh. Charlie Hustle, they just got a new shipment in last night when I got there. So they're stocked and ready.
The Red Heart White KC.
They have it in a t-shirt, too, but I like the baseball
and
shirt.
A bedazzled coffee mug you got.
Uh-huh.
Go Red as well.
Of course I do. They gave this to me last year for Go Red.
Yeah.
And, of course, it's bedazzled and red, so
I
why
I just got my
I?
Mug in the mail, but it's not bedazzled.
Oh. Sorry about it.
That's a shame.
Do you want to borrow mine?
No, it's fine. I've got mine back there. It's okay.
Okay.
It's all right. All right. Big game this Sunday, of course. The Super Bowl. We talked to Lyle yesterday, who won the Bud Light trip.
It was funny because Lyle Randa, a guy from Wichita, huge Chiefs fan, ends up finding the gold can of Bud Light, gets Super Bowl tickets for life.
Amazing.
We talked to him right before he was getting on the plane to head to Houston, and it just hit the national news that I checked this morning. They were like, oh, this guy found the gold can. I'm like, oh, boom.
Oh, come on.
We talked to him yesterday.
Yeah.
Come on, national news.
Man, check out our podcast. We got it.
There you go.
All right, so we got great stuff coming up this morning. We'll tell you all about it in a few minutes. 6:07 now. We'll get started with 10 items or less.
President Trump said yesterday that he's seeking prayers for Arnold Schwarzenegger due to the tanking ratings for Celebrity Apprentice. The NBC show Trump once hosted himself. While addressing the National Prayer Breakfast in Washington yesterday, Trump said ratings went down the tubes and the show has been a total disaster since the actor and former California governor debuted as host last month. Trump told the audience, quote, I just want to pray for Arnold if we can.
And in the meantime, here's what Arnold said back to him.
Hey, Donald, I have a great idea. Why don't we switch jobs? You take over TV because you're such an expert in ratings, and I take over your job, and then people can finally sleep comfortably again.
Seems like an Onion story, almost. Like it almost
the whole
seems
Isn't it
fake.
Every day? Every day's an Onion story.
Tiger Woods pulling...
The Bowling Green Massacre story is my favorite.
I like that. Kellyanne Conway doing a killer job.
Right.
Just really a bang-up job.
It's like, I think that was the same year as the Great Lewisburg Cider disaster.
Well, she's got alternative facts, Truda.
Right.
You don't know everything.
That Great Paola Hurricane. I think those were all the same year. It's weird.
Shaylee, did you see this? Tiger Woods is pulling out of the Omega Dubai Desert Classic. Woods has withdrawn from the European Tour tournament after the first round because of a bad back. Now, let me go back.
Well,
was this last week that you were gone on vacation?
Yeah.
Last week, Shaylee went to Torrey Pines, to this big PGA tournament with her celebrity boyfriend, who is not, let me reiterate, not Tiger Woods.
No.
But she did watch Tiger Woods golf. And your opinion of Tiger last week was what?
Well, I am out here at Torrey Pines. I just met Tiger Woods. He is healthy. He's ready to go. We had a very long discussion about it.
Huh. So here's the thing.
Expert analysis. Hard hitting.
Right.
Right on point.
Well, okay, so this was actually before he actually started the tournament.
Uh-huh.
And he was just practicing. I meant at that day he looked
healthy. Right, so that was approximately 8 days ago. This right here says he's already withdrawn from this because of a bad back.
He is healthy.
Bad back.
I mean, he was healthy.
Bad
but
back.
He played so terribly last week.
He is healthy.
Bad
he's
back.
Ready to go.
8 days
we had a
later.
Very long discussion about it.
Okay, well, all right. Guys, I know golf for like a week, so... I mean, he looked healthy.
Great analysis, though. Perfect.
30-second TV spot for this Sunday's Super Bowl cost a record $5 million. Last year, 112 million people watched the football game, with nearly one out of six surveyed saying that they tune in especially for the commercials. Let's go on record and say the show with Jen and Truda will not be advertising in the Super Bowl this year.
You think?
We will not have a show promotion running.
Nope.
Nope, I don't think so.
New dating app known as Hater says it is the first dating app that matches people on the things they hate. Hater asks users to build a profile by swiping different directions to indicate whether they love, hate, or are indifferent to certain people, activities, or ideas. The app then connects users with other people who share common dislikes. More than 2,000 topics, including Donald Trump, gluten-free, camping, marijuana, butt selfies, and Taylor Swift as a person, will be available on the app at launch. I think this
Taylor
is
Swift as a person.
Brilliant. Brilliant. What better to bring people together than the things that they don't like?
Than buy the stuff. Sure, why not?
Hater, the new dating app, supposed to launch next week.
It's amazing. I love that.
Joey, we found your dating app. He's already on Tinder, Coffee Meets Bagel, Bumble. You got to try this.
It's got to work.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Forward to Gaga's performance this weekend.
It'll be interesting to see who joins her.
Yeah.
There's
been
a lot of different names tossed out.
Right.
And is she going to be hanging from the stadium roof? Is she going to come down from there? What's going to happen?
I say yes.
Beam in from somewhere?
Yes.
Parachute into the stadium?
That wouldn't shock me at all.
Yeah. Well, do you remember that Michael Jackson performance they still talk about where they had all the Michaels on the roof of the stadium?
No.
He like, boom, appears. That was one of the first halftime shows I remember really being interested in.
Yeah.
And they say that was, it was 92 or something like that, I think, and it was the one that they said really set the bar for what became the halftime show now, because before that they had things like marching bands and Up With People.
I kind of wish they'd go back to that. I'd like to see like the USC marching band doing Tusk from Fleetwood Mac.
What?
I know that doesn't make sense to you, Shaylee, but...
It honestly doesn't make sense to me either. I don't know why.
Dang.
You're having a rough morning, Jen.
That's how old I am.
No, I mean, it makes sense to me. I guess I'm just in the vein of people who don't like that, so...
Yeah, that's all right.
So if anyone wants to join Haters and hate Fleetwood Mac,
We'll
be great together.
It's a new dating app. What do you hate? We do have something awesome to give away this morning. We've got a couple more passes to the advanced screening of 50 Shades Darker, and we're going to get you qualified for that two-night bed and breakfast package in a suite at Chateau-on-the-Lake Spawn Resort down in Branson. We're going to be picking the winner for that at 9:20 this morning. So this is one of your last chances to get qualified for that little getaway. The question this morning is this. The last time a man did this, it was 2007.
Okay.
2007, the last time a man did this. Your hint? Stadium. Stadium.
Okay.
2007, the last time a man did this. 576-7102 is our number. Give us a call. We'll get you qualified for that little weekend getaway in Branson.
Well, there's a reason they call it Jen's Impossible Question.
No kidding.
For a reason. So we'll see what the answer is there. By the way, did you see this in the Super Bowl press conference yesterday? Terry Bradshaw asking a question of Lady Gaga, who had been talking about her family, including her grandmother.
You know, I got to tell you, this is a big, big win for me with my grandma right now, because half of my family are massive Steelers fans, and she is wigging out on the couch right now watching this.
Is she single lady or?
Terry Bradshaw. It's a piece of Gaga's grandma.
Otherwise, he's going to have to go on Hater and try to find somebody to match up with what he hates.
Right. All right, here we go. Phone lines are getting full. 576-7102. Let's start in Oak Grove with Robbie this morning. Robbie, what do you think? Last time a man did this, 2007, what do you think?
Came down on a wire from the top of the stadium.
Oh, interesting guess. Not the correct one.
All right, Overland Park, it's Darren. What do you think, Darren?
Well, I think it's the last time a man streaked onto the field.
Did what?
Streaked
running onto the field.
Oh, no. Although I would like to see that statistic.
Yeah. Hey, Sammy, you're in Lee Summit. What do you think a guy did in 2007 for the last time?
Streaking.
Nope. Not it.
It's a popular guess.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Do people do that at the Super Bowl?
I'm trying to remember. I don't feel like I've seen one.
Security is amped up a little bit. So
yeah.
I guess. Yeah, they probably wouldn't show it, though. So there is that. All right, Jill is in Concordia this morning. Jill, a guy did this last in 2007. What do you think?
Is it saying the national anthem?
It is saying the national anthem at the Super Bowl. Yes, specifically at the Super Bowl. Any guesses as to who it was? Anyone?
I have no idea.
Oh, gosh.
Last male singer of the national anthem at the Super Bowl.
I remember Christina.
I'll tell you the women that have done it. Lady Gaga, Idina Menzel, Renee Fleming, Alicia Keys, Kelly Clarkson, Christina Aguilera, Carrie Underwood, Jennifer Hudson, and Jordan Sparks. Last man, the piano man, Billy Joel.
Oh, right.
Billy Joel did it in 1989 and 2007. So Luke Bryan doing it this year. And he said he didn't realize it had been so long. He had no idea that, 2007 was the last time a guy did it until all these stories started coming out and asking him about it. So there you go.
Interesting.
Country version this year.
And Luke Bryan, by the way, pulling for the Falcons, apparently.
He he's
unveiled
from Georgia.
Yesterday. Well, there is that.
He and everyone else, right?
Jill, nice job. Hold the line for one sec. Oh, no, don't hang up.
No, Jill, we got to get you qualified for the weekend getaway.
Right. Okay, well, she'll call back. Joey, get her info, because, dang, you're going to get qualified for the big Branson getaway.
And we're giving it away at 9:20 this morning.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Beyonce, set to perform at the Grammy Awards on February 12th in Los Angeles. According to Entertainment Tonight, which first reported the upcoming performance, the Formation singer was seen rehearsing for the award show with her dancers in L.A. Beyonce is the leading nominee at the show with 9 nominations. Yesterday's news came just one day after the superstar announced she and husband Jay-Z are expecting twins.
He better call Becky with the good hair.
Former business manager for singer Alanis Morissette is admitting to stealing millions from her. Jonathan Schwartz pleaded guilty inside a Los Angeles courtroom yesterday to federal wire and tax fraud charges. Schwartz admitted that between 2010 and 2014, he withdrew nearly $5 million from Morissette's accounts without the singer's knowledge.
Wow.
$5 million is missing and you don't notice it? You got a lot of money.
If $5 is missing from my account, I'm dying.
I would like to know what that feels like. The $5 million, not the $5.
So much that you don't notice $5 million. That's amazing. He's also accused of stealing money from other unidentified celebrity and sports clients. Though Morissette had the most stolen from her, he faces up to 6 years in prison when he's sentenced in May.
Wow.
I can't believe that. That's incredible.
Yeah.
I guess, if we talked about this before, if you're a celebrity that people are just sending you checks or you're getting shows, you maybe not keeping track of how much you're getting paid for certain things. Over time, I guess it adds up, but my gosh.
And I hear about it happening to bands all the time because they'll have, an accountant or whoever's in charge of their money. And I've heard of members like the drummers getting money that the singer didn't know about. This guitar player's getting something. And then bad things happen, man.
Right.
Got to surround yourself with good people.
Well, and you probably spend the money at the clip they do. They're probably not tracking what's going out either.
Right.
You're Johnny Depp and spending $30,000 a week on wine.
Seriously.
There is nothing wrong with that.
What was that?
Hold on.
Wasn't it $300,000? It was $300,000 a month or something that he was dropping on
wine. Yeah, it was nuts. Yeah. Maybe it was $30,000 a day or something. It was crazy. Yeah, that's a lot of wine, dude.
I went to Half Price Wine Night at Hy-Vee the other night. It was $9.
Johnny? I get the $2 chuck from Trader Joe's.
See, come hang out with us. We'll give you cheap wine.
Exactly. Right.
And this may be the best news I've heard in a few weeks, maybe the few months. Sharknado 5 is happening, people.
Yes!
Yes!
Yes.
Ian Ziering and Tara Reid all set to reprise their roles.
Fantastic.
Sharknado 5 you know, much of North America is already in ruins from the first four because they've moved around from New York, L.A. They say the rest of the world now braces for a global Sharknado. Finn Shepard, played by Ian Ziering, and his family must put a stop to the disaster before Earth is obliterated. Sharknado 5.
It's Sharknado, the trumping.
It's happening, people. Tara Reid's going to be in town, by the way. She's coming to Comic-Con.
Is that right?
In a couple of months. Tara Reid will be there. So we're going to... I've already reached out to her people. They said she was filming a movie now, which now I assume
could be Sharknado.
Is Sharknado. Because they were like, she's filming now until March, but then we'll set something up for her to be on your show.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Oh, that's great. Can't wait for that. Addy loves the Sharknado.
My kids do, too.
Right?
There must be something about that age group. Yeah. My six-year-old will sit and watch all the Sharknados. All day. Marathon.
No, sweet.
I'm sure it's healthy for her.
Hey, let's quickly talk about some of the movies coming out this weekend. You going to see the new Ring movie?
Oh.
Anybody?
No.
Did you see the first ones?
No.
No?
You met me.
Oh, yeah. Those were great, though.
Creepy.
Great
Isn't,
films.
That's the creepy one?
Yeah, the girl that comes out
yes.
of the TV.
No, I can't even watch the commercials for that.
It was awesome.
I'm such a baby when it comes to scary movies. I can't do it.
But the best thing was, did you see there's an electronics store that somewhere set it up to have a girl climb out of TV?
Oh, I
so
love
as
that.
Customers yeah. were walking by, she was doing it, and it looked like that creepy girl. And they had hidden camera footage of all the people freaking out.
Oh, it was great.
As a girl climbed out of the TV.
Here's the Ring.
There's this video that kills you 7 days after you watch it. The second it's over, the phone rings, and this voice says,
7 days.
Ah! Oh, that's awesome.
No,
that is awesome.
Goosebumps. Yes. No, I'm not.
Do you remember, you didn't watch the first one? You didn't see the first one?
Oh, no.
Because the first, it's so outdated now, even though it came out, I think, in the early 2000s, because the first Ring was you watched a VHS tape. And now I think that's
right.
I'm like,
you get out your flip phone.
I want to do a horror film where someone's like, wait, how the heck do I watch this? What? You know what's scary about this is somebody still has a VCR.
That's in working fashion.
That's right.
Here's what's coming up on the show with Jen and Truda.
All right, so this huge giveaway announcement happens at 7:10. All the details are coming. Then to back that up, 7:30, we're going to chat with Royals player Hunter Dozier, see what he's got going on. I think he's still down in Texas, but getting ready to head to spring training.
Oh, cool.
We'll chat with him, and then we'll give you another chance to get qualified. Your last chance to win that little weekend getaway to Chateau on the Lake Spa Resort down in Branson.
The only good Fleetwood Mac song.
Shut your mouth.
We're back on the show in 4.5 minutes with traffic and weather. Hang on.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
We promised a huge giveaway announcement at 7:10 this morning. We shall make that huge announcement.
All right. Well, it's 7:08 now.
You ready for this?
Okay.
Jen's been
Guess
wanting
we'll
to
be
do
early.
This for about a week.
I'm so excited.
It's going to be
this.
Huge.
I'm excited too.
Because it's something, it's selfishly, it's something I've always wanted. So I just feel like, oh man, other people have to be excited about this. My whole life I've wanted to do this.
Okay.
I think we've kept him in suspense long enough.
KC1021 and WilesWest.com are teaming up to send someone from Kansas City to Arizona for a 5-day, 4-night, 3-game spring training vacation.
Oh, yes.
You'll be going March 11th through the 15th. So, yes, you're going to need to get a couple of days off work.
Uh-huh.
You're going to need to put that request in. We're going to take care of the airfare to get you to Phoenix. You're going to have a driver pick you up, take you to your hotel, all your meals taken care of, everything's done. I know one night it's dinner at Buco di Beppo.
Yes, please.
Is that right?
Yes.
I've been to Buco in forever.
You and your guest going to go to 3 beautiful afternoon spring training games. I just see them in my head. The sky is blue.
I feel the sun.
It's sunny. I'm telling you right now in surprise, it's sunny and 70 right now in February.
Oh, man.
And in March, when I pulled up the weather forecast for March, it was sunny and 80.
Yeah, it's about to snow here.
It's going to be so gorgeous. You're going to go to 3 afternoon games. Morning sightseeing. It's all taken care of. You've got a driver, by the way, that's taking you everywhere you're going to go. Yesterday, Shaylee said, basically, all the winner has to do is pack their bags. And I said, you know what? We'll take care of that. Shaylee and I will come over. You don't want to
we'll
pack?
Come back.
You don't like that? We'll come to your house and pack your bags. We'll pick your clothes.
Yeah, I want to see that.
You
yeah,
know what you
good.
Need? We are excellent judges of this. Okay. You're going to need about 4 t-shirts and some cargo shorts. That's what you're going to need.
You're going to need some sunscreen. We'll pack that for you.
Sunglasses.
A couple different Kansas City hats.
Yeah, you're probably going to want some
that.
Of those.
Yeah, true.
Grab a couple of your shirts.
Uh-huh.
That's it. Everything's going to be taken care of. Now, let me stress, this is a local contest. This is going to be somebody that we send from the Kansas City area. You're not fighting against people from all these other cities across the nation for this contest.
That's right, right.
This is a local contest. We are giving it away. So the only real trouble here is if you win, who are you taking? Because all of a sudden your friends are going to come out of the woodwork.
Well, I mean, let me just say that I am more than willing to go down there
and do
a broadcast from spring training.
It is over my birthday. So,
you could take Shaylee.
Well, you're going to be on the Paleo 30-Day Challenge, so.
What are you saying?
Well,
allow for spring training baseball during that time.
Is what I'm saying. Yeah.
All right. So the way that you win this trip, starting Monday, coming Monday, make sure you're listening to KC1021 at 7:30, 12:30, and 5:30. You're going to hear a spring training sounder. You want to be caller 12. If you are, you will be qualified for that trip. And if that sounds too hard, if you think, I'll never be caller 12, there's no way. I'll try and I'll never be caller 12. We have a new app.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. If you download our new app, you will be able to get entered through the app. And we will be picking how many qualifiers through the app, Shaylee?
5.
5 people will get chosen through our app. So make sure that's
second
downloaded.
Second chance.
And you can get downloaded that way. We will be choosing the winner. Not winter. Not at all.
Nope.
It's a Freudian slip because it's not winter there for sure.
The winner will be chosen February 24th. You will be whisked away to Phoenix on March 11th.
Fantastic. App is available, by the way, in iTunes or the App Store or Google Play for those with Android. So it is open now. You either update it if you have the old app or just download it brand new if you've never had it before.
The other good thing with this, if you don't think you can win, if you feel like I'm not a lucky person, or you know what, this trip sounds amazing and I just want to guarantee mm-hmm. that I can go, mm-hmm. you can just buy the 5-day, 4-night, 3-game package if you go to wildswest.com. They're offering a discount for our listeners. So Wiles, WILESWEST.com. And right at the top of their page, they have a link that says KC1021 discount. You click on that. And you can book your trip through there, and depending on which hotel you choose, you'll get up to $300 off just because you're one of our listeners.
I'm genuinely jealous of whoever wins this trip.
This is huge.
It's awesome.
This is huge. And the even cooler thing that he offered, he said, well, if somebody books the trip and then they end up winning it through you guys, I'll refund all their money.
Oh, fantastic.
So if you're like, hey, I really want to go, let's make this trip happen, you go ahead and buy the tickets today, say you end up winning. It's cool.
Yeah.
They'll refund your money. Everything will be taken care of.
People, look, if you've ever wanted at any point to get down there to one of the most beautiful places on earth, no matter what time of the year it is, it's a great place down there.
My mom's there right now. She sends me, I'm not kidding you, I have 1,000 text pictures of her sitting by the pool in the middle of January.
Is she going to pick up our winner?
No, we actually got a real driver. She will be down there at that time, but we actually, they will have their own driver getting them from the airport, driving you to the stadium, making sure you get to dinner.
It's incredible.
Everything's taken care of. Meals, that's hotel, incredible. Rides, game tickets, everything's done.
All right, check it out. It all begins Monday morning here on the show at 7:30 or on the app, the KC1021 app, beginning Monday as well for a second chance at the spring training getaway.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Looks like we've got somebody on the phone, Jen.
Is it Hunter? Is he calling in
it
now?
It is, yes.
Awesome.
I think we're all set here.
You got to see his major league debut last fall. Hunter Dozier from the Royals on the phone. How are things down in Texas this morning, Hunter?
Not too bad. Actually, it's a pretty cold morning.
Really?
I'm just on my way to work out.
I was looking up the weather for Surprise, Arizona, and it looks like it's gorgeous there. Sunny in mid-70s now.
Oh, yeah. That weather out there is awesome right now.
So when
can't
do
complain.
When do you have to report out there?
I have to report the 16th, and I think the first day for position players is the 17th, but I'm heading out there on the 10th, so I always like to get out there about a week early to kind of get settled in and get things going.
So we're about to, Hunter, this is the great part. We have announced this morning that we're going to send somebody out to spring training to go catch some baseball games out there. I love that area of the world. What is it like for you as a player to be in spring training? I mean, you've got, of course, beautiful weather, great surroundings, but you guys have a lot of work going on. Just kind of give us a feel for what spring training is actually like for players.
Oh, I always enjoy spring training. It's an awesome time of the year. I mean, you get to go back and see all the guys, and you haven't seen the guys in a couple months. So just to be around the guys, be around the coaches, everyone is just, that's always so fun. And then for the first couple of weeks, you get out there and you're just practicing. So you get done pretty quick, around 11 or 12. So then after that, you have the rest of the day to kind of hang out with the guys, go play golf, do whatever, just kind of get back with the guys. But it's awesome. And then when you start games, all the fans come around, and you kind of get back into that baseball routine and just kind of getting back on the field. But I tell everyone to try to come out to spring training, and everyone that comes out, they love it, and they always try to go back every year, but it's a blast.
I have watched it on TV. I haven't gotten to go yet, but whenever I watch, I just get that great relaxed feeling. Like, it just looks perfectly sunny, and people are just having a drink, watching some baseball. It just seems so relaxed and happy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even the games. I mean, the games, you're trying to get back into the routine and stuff, so it's a little bit more relaxed than season, actually, so there's a little more joking around, stuff like that, which makes it a lot of fun also. But, yeah, it's just a great time of the year, and we all look forward to going out to spring training. It's a blast.
And so we're talking with Hunter Dozier this morning of the Kansas City Royals, and I've got to admit, when I was younger, so I love baseball, but I mean, I didn't have the talent to actually play it really, you know, well. I mean, I played all growing up, but my younger brother and I, we used to pretend play spring training. When it got good enough weather outside that we could go outside, we'd drag all the bats and balls out in the backyard, and we would have, like, spring training. And it was just always the best time of the year. I'm like, okay, here it goes. We're getting ready for the season. That's what we did.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's a great time. I'm looking forward to it.
Loved everything about the game. So I got to tell you, Hunter, I was actually at your first major league game with the Royals back in September of last year. My buddy Dave and I were out there.
Awesome. Yeah, that was an awesome day. I mean, it's hard to describe it. I mean, when you think back to it, it's kind of a blur, but something that I've been working towards my whole life, and for it to actually happen was pretty awesome.
Now, did you make it back to Fan Fest this year?
Yes, I went to Fan Fest. This was actually my first Fan Fest.
Oh, yeah. And there were some amazing tributes to Yordano Ventura. We haven't mentioned yet. Sorry, that's a terrible story heading into spring training, but you talked about the team getting back together and getting to spend some time together.
Yeah, I mean, it's terrible news when we found out, and it's just still hard to even think about. But, yeah, that's another good thing. I mean, Fan Fest was so good to kind of everyone come together and kind of say our goodbyes, and so we can kind of move forward. And then again, spring training, everyone coming back together, it's just another step that we can take in the right direction of moving forward and, you know, playing for him and really just, like I said, moving forward. I mean, that's so important. But yeah, what Kansas City Royals did for him and his family was unbelievable. I mean, that just kind of shows you why they're an awesome organization to be a part of, and definitely first class.
Yeah, I thought the tributes that they put together and the mound and the videos that they had, it was amazing. It was for the amount of time, like we've talked about, that they had to actually put that together. It was first class, just unbelievable, really cool.
Yeah, it was. I mean, they had, what, a week yeah, to do all that. And I know a lot of them went down to the DR for his funeral. But, yeah, I was very impressed with everything they did. We had a little memorial just for the players and coaching staff and family, which was really cool, really neat. It's really impressive what they pulled off for him.
Being a new young member to the team, how hard is it to come in and gel with the other guys? Like, is it something you walk into and immediately you feel like your family, or does it take a little bit to become a team?
Honestly, you walk in the locker room and you feel like family right from the get-go. I mean, I've been in big league spring training before, so I already knew the guys and played with the guys before, so that helps. But even walking in on my first day, I mean, everyone just saying congrats, like greeting me, like acting like I was part of the team right then and there. The older guys, the veterans on that team, they do an amazing job of welcoming the rookies and taking care of us and really making us feel that we're a part of the team and we have just as big a role as some of them. So, I mean, it's awesome how they treat us.
Is it that, or are they hazing you as well?
No, honestly, I mean, they do a great job. Like, I've heard horror stories about other organizations of doing stuff to younger players. So I had no idea what to expect when I was walking in there. But, I mean, they did an awesome job. And, I mean, I have no they didn't do anything, and I have no complaints. It's just a fun locker room to be a part of.
Who's the first one to say something ridiculous and make everybody laugh?
Dyson always has everyone laughing. I mean, he's hilarious. But, I mean, everyone gets along, so everyone's joking around with each other. There's no, like, little groups or anything. It's just, you know, it's a one big team up there, and that's what was so cool about it.
Well, Hunter, we wish you all the best coming up for spring training here and appreciate kind of the look behind the scenes of what it's going to be like. I'm sure that whoever wins our contest is going to be just delighted to go out there and just spend some time in the gorgeous weather and just soaking up all the baseball that they can. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, they're going to have a blast, and we're looking forward to it.
Fantastic. Well, hey, all the best to you this spring training and all the best in your career. And, man, wish you all the luck. I was really happy to be at that game. Unfortunately, you had your first hit a couple games later. I was at two games of that week, and then you got your hit the next night. I wasn't there. So apparently, I'm not your good luck charm. So there we go.
Well, then stay away.
Not allowed.
Yeah, right. Hey, thanks a lot, man. We appreciate the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Hunter.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Come on!
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Did you see? I love this dating app. The first dating app that matches people on the things they hate. New dating app known as Hater. Supposed to launch next week. Instead of finding the things that you have in common.
That's great.
That you like, you're finding the things you hate together.
Fantastic.
I think it's genius. Everything from Donald Trump to marijuana. What do you hate? So we went around the room.
People that hate marijuana.
We listed one thing that each of us hate. We're going to see if the listener can decide which one of us it is to get them qualified for this little weekend getaway to Branson.
All right. Start with Kelly and Miriam. She's been on hold the longest. Kelly, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. I tried to call in the other day and play, and you guys, I can hear you, and you couldn't hear me.
So oh, no.
Get in again.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you're here now.
I know. Thank you.
Now, Kelly, do you listen to the show fairly often? Do you feel like you know our personalities a little bit?
I try to listen as much as I can when I get to work and on the way.
Okay. Well, you probably
have a
decent grasp of who we are.
I think so.
All
sure.
Right. So I'm going to read one thing that one of us hates. You have to decide, is it Truda, Joey the producer, Shaylee the millennial, or myself, okay?
Okay.
Scott Disick, Kourtney Kardashian's baby daddy. Scott Disick, who hates him?
Truda,
is that true? Is that you? No.
It's not true.
It's me.
I mean, I don't necessarily like him, but...
Yeah. No, I want to punch him. Like,
I party with him.
Really cannot.
So you want to party, Jen wants to punch him.
I know, right?
You invite him to the party, and then I'm going to show up.
Kelly, you're not going to go home empty-handed. We're going to send you to our screening of 50 Shades Darker coming up at AMC Berry Woods on February 8th, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on for
sorry.
One second there.
She sounded very disappointed.
I know, right?
You're sad.
Mark is in Lee Summit this morning. Mark, what's going on, bud?
Oh, just driving to work.
All right.
Where do you drive to work to?
Work for an architecture firm downtown Kansas City.
Excellent. Cool. All right. Mark, who do you think on the show hates pickles? It's a severe hatred of pickles.
Shaylee.
Shaylee?
Absolutely right.
Yes!
That's true.
It's so bad that when we go out to lunch together, if you get the little side pickle on her plate, she won't even touch the plate.
No.
She will shove her plate with her elbow over to me and say, get the pickle.
That's true. I hate the juice that gets all over my fries. I hate them.
Ruins
so
her lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pickled juice is the worst.
Yes, thank you.
And Truda will drink it.
No, I buy a jar of pickles to drink the juice when I'm sick.
Oh, God. No, never.
I put down a whole jar of Vlasic one day.
Wow. You couldn't pay me enough to do it.
When I was so sick last year, I just needed the like salt and stuff.
Tell me the pickles were in it, too, not just the juice. I just want to
No, I
did you have a straw?
I took the pickles out, and I just...
Oh, I can't.
Shaylee's gagging.
Oh, he was great.
I can't. Don't kick off that reflex. Okay, Mark, you're in the running.
Thanks.
Hey.
Fifth grader, why don't you settle down over there?
All right.
Mark is in the running for the qualifier for the trip.
All right. Oh, we dropped off somebody here. We might need to get somebody else.
Uh-oh.
Julie from Tonganoxie, though, she's still around.
Okay, Julie.
So let's talk to her real quick. Julie, hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm awesome.
Okay, this is getting a little easier now because it's getting narrowed down a little bit. Okay. Needles. Who do you think hates needles?
I'm going to say Truda because he usually freaks out about those things.
He does hate tattoos.
I do, but I am such a medical mess, having injured myself so many times, that needles to me are second nature.
So?
Yeah.
Joey?
Yeah, it's me. I'm kind of afraid of needles. Even in Pulp Fiction, I had to look away when Uma Thurman got the needle in the heart.
Oh, that's right.
Now, does this start? Is there a childhood memory attached to this? Is there a reason?
No, not that I can think of.
Just hate the needles.
Just freaked me out a little.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, Julie. Well, hold on for 1 second. We can send you to our movie screening there. No, I even give blood. I've got my gallon pin from the Community Blood Center.
Nice. All right.
I like doing that sort of thing.
576-7102. Do we have an open line then?
We'll just take somebody here.
Okay.
Yeah, there we go. Old school. Hey, the show. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Sean.
All right, Sean. You're going to play our final round of What Do We Hate?
All right, Sean. Peeps and pixie sticks. Who is it? Who hates them? Peeps, the sweet, delicious little Easter treats.
That'd have to be Truda.
Oh.
And that is true.
Yes.
He's that sweet guy.
Yeah, Peeps, pixie sticks.
I knew you hated Peeps, but I didn't hear about the pixie sticks.
Why pixie sticks?
Because they're just so messy.
Oh, he hates his
just
hands
disgusting.
Being dirty.
Oh,
that's
I just
right.
hate
that's
it.
Right.
And then you like lick the straw, you get little pieces of the straw in your mouth.
And then the paper's all soggy
and
gross.
Yeah, it is all the paper, right?
Yeah.
You just add that to people who dress up in like Uncle Sam costumes.
Now, Sean, if you were to use this hater dating app, who would you pair up with? What do you hate?
Oh, that's pretty, there's a lot out there.
Yeah.
Traffic jams, how about that?
Traffic jams, yeah. Would you say you're in one now?
Driving after hours.
Yeah. Are you on a street now? Are you driving stuck?
Yeah, actually I am, unfortunately.
All right. Sorry for the traffic this morning, Sean, but you are now in the running, so that's Sean and Mark.
Okay.
Right, we got to pick a name. Pick the paper out of the bucket.
All right.
Mark, you are it's the last qualifier for our weekend getaway to Branson.
All right.
Two-night bed and breakfast package in an ambassador suite at Chateau on the Lake Spa and Resort down in Branson. We are picking the winner for that at 9:20 this morning. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 qualifiers. So you have a 1 in 10
that's a great
shot
chance. Yeah.
Of winning.
Sweet.
And we also are going to throw in some passes if you want to go to that advanced screening of 50 Shades Darker.
Thank you very much.
Hey, you're welcome. Thank you guys for playing. Everybody else, hold on. We're going to get you hooked up with screening passes just for playing. And we'll be right back after this. Coming up on 8 o'clock, Stuttering John coming to Stanford's this weekend. And I hate everything about you.
Everything about you. This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Do you guys not read Facebook in the bathroom?
No, because yesterday I had posted the news story about someone finding a snake in their toilet, and then when they went to look, they found 23
awful story, by the way. Thanks.
More under the house. There were all kinds of snakes under the house and one peeking out in the toilet.
Oh,
so then I had a friend call me and she goes, I just want you to know that twice today as I was scrolling through Facebook, I was sitting on the toilet and your story popped up.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
And it creeped me out. And I thought, oh, I'm not sure I need to know that you scroll through Facebook while sitting on the toilet. And you, Brian,
like, who doesn't?
Thought that was completely normal. Shaylee and I gave you a look like, ew, no, I don't take my phone into the bathroom. I don't take coffee mugs into the bathroom. I don't take things into the bathroom.
576-7102. What do you do in the bathroom? That's weird. I've got a magazine rack on the wall that I installed specifically for the bathroom.
I will say, I mean, it doesn't surprise me because my husband will finish off an entire episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia in the bathroom. Yeah. No, he just goes in there. He has his TV time sitting in the bathroom.
On his phone.
Yes.
I watched most of Stranger Things.
Oh, jeez. Sitting on the toilet.
I did. Well, what else am I going to
do
there?
Me ask you this. When's the last time you took a little disinfectant to that phone? When's the last time a wipe came across that phone?
Never.
Ew. Are you supposed to clean your phone?
Yes. Oh my God.
Oh God, blacklight that thing. Watch how much stuff pops up.
Yeah, okay. Who wants to steal my phone now?
Nope. I hope it's just Stranger Things you're watching. Yeah.
Well, yikes. It's pretty good Wi-Fi.
I'm never
in there.
Touching his phone again. Never.
I need to get like, if I could get like a frame, I can put my iPad on the wall so I could just watch things.
No.
That would be awesome. I've thought before about, I took a tray in there one time. I seriously considered.
Wait. A tray?
Like a TV tray. Because I considered putting in a thing where I could set my laptop down and work in the bathroom.
My Lord.
That is my office. I even call it my office.
What is wrong with you? Have you eaten in the bathroom? If you tell me you have eaten something while sitting on the toilet, we're no longer friends.
I draw the line.
No,
there's got to be a line that's drawn.
If you can eat or drink while you're sitting on the toilet, something's not right.
No, I'm just saying, I can't do that. Ron, you do things in the bathroom? Well, I mean, obviously.
Well, that was weird.
You're getting a little personal there, too.
Do you take your phone into the bathroom?
I will admit that, you know, depending on the nature of why I'm in there, I will take my phone in there, especially like if I'm getting ready to take my wife out or something, I'll have to play some music on my phone. But I used to work for a cell phone insurance company, and you would be amazed at the amount of people who called in to replace their phones because they dropped them in the toilet or because of the fact that they just got left on the counter and got water damage because of all the steam.
Right.
Yo, sure.
Oh. It grossed me out the other day. Somebody here walked out of the men's bathroom holding their coffee mug and then took a sip of it. I'm like,
no.
Take your coffee into the bathroom. Don't. There are things floating in the air.
Ew.
Gross. I bet it does happen all the time, phone in the toilet.
Yeah.
Probably about 50% of the claims that I would do on a daily basis with somebody dropping their phone in the toilet.
50%?
Yikes.
Dang. Now, is it true that if you put it in a bag of rice, it'll dry it out? Does that really work?
I've had some people that has worked and other people that they did that, but it was too late.
Yeah.
It almost has to be something instantaneous. As soon as it happens, you get it in that rice.
And then you have to dig your hand in there and you haven't flushed yet.
I just let it go.
That phone is dead to me. You are dead to me. I will pay $1 million.
Exactly.
All right, Ron. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Yep. Yeah. They say the phone is one of the dirtiest things. I mean, forget doorknobs, forget sinks, forget
light
whatever.
Light switches.
Because people bring them into the bathroom.
Yeah, that's why.
Gross.
But I just can't imagine. It's where I catch up on everything. You go through Facebook, you read stories.
Why don't you have a couch
videos.
For that? Don't you have chairs in your home that
I
don't
do,
have a giant hole in them?
People
want
to talk to me when I'm in the bathroom. That's my own time. I'm in my office.
Now that I understand, because as a mom, your kids, even when I'm in the shower, they will be yelling in there, "Mom, I need juice. Hey, can I have 37 seconds to myself to take a shower?"
Or 37 minutes, I can watch Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Here's what's coming up on the show with Jen and Truda.
That's a great idea. I'm going to start a new series this weekend.
Finish up the OA in there.
I watched 3 episodes. All right.
Well, we got a message on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
If I take a drink into the bathroom at work, I place it on the sink counter and cover it with a paper towel.
Okay.
Still not okay to me. I'm still not bringing my drink into the bathroom.
I mean, that kind of makes sense.
It sounds better. I'm glad you make the effort to cover
it. It's at least an effort.
Yeah.
Yikes.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Hey, look at this. Doors open. Greg Glazier is here. Well, that's not the exciting part. Starring John Melendez. Hey, how you doing, bud?
Oh, nothing much. How you doing? All right?
Pretty good to see you. Sorry you got caught up in our jinkety wiring there.
It's okay. Don't worry about it.
Freaking Kansas City. That's what they do to me. What are they doing to me here?
No.
This is nuts.
No, it's okay. I do a podcast. I know about this.
Right.
I know about this cheap equipment kind of thing.
Do you get to Kansas City very much? When's the last time you were here?
Well, I was here, you know, I used to do the stand-up at the Funny Bones.
Okay.
You know, which
okay.
And I still can't figure out where we are in Kansas or Missouri.
Now
I
we're
don't
in Missouri
know.
Right now.
You know, and you guys share the city, you know?
Yeah.
If only Palestine and the Jews could do that. Wouldn't that be great? I mean, it's just... But yeah, this is fun, though. I'm at Stanford and Sons, which is one of my favorite old TV shows was Stanford and Sons.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm coming, Elizabeth. But yeah, this is fun. I mean, I'm, you know, it's always great to come to a nice freezing place when you live in California.
Of course it is. Yeah,
and you don't dress. And of course, my mother's like, John, bring a warm coat. And I'm like, Ma, you don't know anything. She was right.
Yeah, it's gonna snow. It's gonna be 35. Yeah. Next week you're gone. It'll be 60. That's
right. Of course. That's how, you know, I brought the cold weather in.
Yeah.
But anyway, so how you guys doing?
Hey, pretty good. So people know you from, well, first off, the Howard Stern Show.
Yeah, the Howard Stern Show. I was stuttering John on the air for 15 years.
And ambushing celebrities, as Craig came in here and
yes.
said, of course.
Oh, yes.
Very famously.
Yes, I've interviewed everybody. I've gotten beaten up quite a bit.
People actually assault you?
Oh, yeah. I got strangled by Lou Reed for asking him if he still pleasured himself. Is that okay to say? And judging by his grip, he does. I got punched in the nose by Raquel Welch for asking her, are they drooping yet?
Oh.
And I think she hit me with the left one. And the best response I ever got, though, is I asked Joan Rivers, and without skipping a beat, I said, Joan, yeah. Do you think ugly people should be allowed to have children? She said, no, and I told your parents that. Which was, like, the best response.
Yeah, she was so fast.
Oh, yeah. So quick. And, yeah, so I did that for a long time. And then, believe it or not, I became the announcer on The Tonight Show.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
yeah, they hired a stutterer to be their announcer.
Right?
What the heck is wrong with him? That's like entrusting Charlie Sheen with your Coke. So, but you know, but on The Tonight Show, I got to work with, it's so funny, like here I am, Stuttering John, and I wrote a lot of cold opens, which for people who don't know what that is, that's like in SNL when they have that, like, you know, that opening sketch where they go live.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So for the Tonight Show, it'll be a little like 30, 40 second thing. So we have Quentin Tarantino, me and my partner wrote like a cold open for Quentin, and there I am, and we shoot the first take, and Quentin talks for like a minute and a half.
Oh, sure.
30
yeah.
seconds long. So I'm like, Quentin, like, got to keep it down. Please follow the script. And then he's like, sure, John, sure. As I'm walking out, I'm like, I can't believe Stuttering John is directing Quentin Tarantino.
Right, right.
The world is ending. The Mayans were right. But it was fun. It was fun working with Jay. You know,
yeah.
Oh, how you doing, John? Everything good with me? Everything fine with me? Everything good with you? But you know, but he was a great guy, super sweet guy. You know, and I was there for 10 years. And just to give anybody an idea about Jay Leno, this is what a sweet guy he was. When they moved him out for Jimmy Fallon, his contract was up in September. But they wanted him to leave in February.
Right.
He said, okay, I'll leave in February, but you got to pay me, not him, you have to pay the whole staff, 150 people, their entire salary that they would make until September.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah. And, you know, and he fought for all of us, and it ended up being a big paycheck for, you know, for a lot of us. And that's the kind of great guy that Jay is. So it's always sad when you hear people trashing Jay, because he really is a great guy.
I feel like it was more NBC's fault that he got a bad rap on a lot of those things. The
oh,
way
yeah,
they
well,
handled the Conan thing and
but
then
here's
the whole
the thing, and
deal.
Here's the truth about that, and this is, you know, and I'm writing a book, it'll all be in it, but Conan was the one. Conan said to NBC executives, if you don't get rid of Jay, I'm leaving NBC.
Yeah.
So Conan pushed the thing. So they threw Jay out for Conan. And Jay didn't want to go, and then
right.
and then Conan tanked, and then they brought Jay back, and then, you know, then Jay was the bad guy. So, go ahead.
I'm so glad you're writing a book, because I seriously was at the library last week, and I knew that you were coming into Stanford, so I'm like, oh, he has to have a book, so I'm going to read it before he comes here. And I looked it up, and everybody was saying that you were talking about writing a book, but it wasn't out yet.
No, we I mean, going back and forth, it's kind of a motivational you know, a life story. Because, look, I mean, I'm a stutterer, and I became the announcer on The Tonight Show, which is pretty crazy. But also, it's all the behind the scenes of The Stern Show.
Oh, sure.
All the great stories of me and Artie Lang and, you know, and Jackie, the joke man, and Howard, and all the crazy stuff we would do. And, you know, I don't know if you have time, but do you remember, you know, Ozzy Osbourne?
Sure.
This is one of my favorites. It's me and Ozzy. It's me, Ozzy, Howard, and, you know, his girlfriend at the time, Beth, and then my ex, which, I mean, wife. And then we're all there, and Sharon, and then we're all there at the place Nobu in Manhattan, right? Now, in the bathroom at Nobu, they play the sounds of the ocean. Now, I guess it's either for the ambiance of Nobu or to help guys go quicker so you can move along. So whichever the case may be, I'm sitting there with Sharon, Howard, and everything, you know, and then we're all there, and then Ozzy leaves to go to the bathroom, and he's gone for half an hour. So he comes back, and he's like, I don't understand. I pulled the chair up by the window. I don't see any ocean. I keep hearing the ocean. We're like, Ozzy, it's a freaking tape. And I swear to God, that's a true story. So, like, in the book, is going to be all these anecdotes from all those years, you know.
What else was he doing in the bathroom?
So when is this book going to come out? Do you know?
Hopefully by next year. My manager's working on it, which means he's probably doing nothing. But I mean, hopefully by, you know, hopefully soon. But it's really, I think you guys would get a kick out of it. It means so many stories on the Tonight Show. And, you know, I could tell you so many, but some are a little dirtier than others. It was great. I mean, there's a lot of great stories, on Stern as well, you know. Yeah. And so hopefully it'll come out soon. I told them the Raquel Welch story, and I mean, there are so many. Like, I asked the Dalai Lama, do people go up to you and say, hello, Dolly? And I mean, it's just nonstop. So, it's all like what's going on in my head at the time, which is usually, you know, I'm so nervous doing it, which brought on all the stuttering a lot of times.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
You know, because it's very hard to ask celebrities that you idolize about their bowel movements. You know, it's not exactly that easy.
Now, do you share these stories like at Stanford's tonight and tomorrow? Do these stories come out?
Do. I do a whole section on the interviews and all the things and the behind the scenes of stuff with Howard and Jay. And I do a lot of stuff about my marriage because, you know, I was married for 13 years, three great years. And, I talk about my kids, I'm Catholic. I was married to a Jewish woman. Our kids are half Catholic, half Jewish. They're Jew-athletes or cashews. And so I talk about everything, like from, and pot and all drugs and everything else, which, don't worry, I don't do any of that, at least not yet, as soon as we leave here. But, I talk about everything, and it's, child rearing, childbirth, and everything else. And I think you guys should come down. It'll be a lot of fun.
Okay. John, thank you again.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on. And I hope you guys come. If you want, that'd be awesome.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
You've heard us all week getting people qualified for this little trip to Branson Chateau on the Lake Spa and Resort. You can go to chateauonthelake.com and look at the pictures. It is amazing.
Yeah.
And beautiful. They gave us a two-night.
You worked the magic. I want to go.
Go. Let's head down there. Grab Danielle. I'll get my husband. I mean, not together. We'll get separate rooms and all. Okay. We can go. That sounded weird once I said it out loud. I just meant, let's.
And so we'll even have rooms with a little door in between that opens. It'll be great. Go back and forth.
The winner of this trip will go alone. I promise we're not going to go along with you and be creepy.
Or chaperone you.
2-night bed and breakfast package in an ambassador suite at Chateau on the Lake down in Branson. So,
all right, you pick a winner. Did Joey pick a winner? Is that what it was? Joey picked the winner?
Spinning.
All right.
Okay, here's the phone
number.
Hand this
over to me. Okay.
The winner.
You know how I am with dialing, though. This is not going to go well.
May or may not work.
Right.
We may get a guy that says, who is this? What do you want?
Hello.
Hi, is Yvonne there?
This is Yvonne.
Hi, Yvonne. How are you today?
I'm great. Who's this?
This is Jen and Truda from KC1021.
Hi, Jen. How are you?
Doing very well.
You sound excited all of a sudden. I wish more people got excited like that when we called.
Right.
I love you guys. Well, of course I'm going to be excited.
Well, throughout this week, we've been getting people qualified for this little trip we've got. 2-night bed and breakfast package in an ambassador suite at Chateau on the Lake Spa and Resort down in Branson. And we just put all the names in a baggie. We spun it around. We had Joey pick one out. And guess whose name we picked?
Yay!
Yvonne Wheeler!
Yeah, Yvonne. All right.
It's all about the Gonzalez-Gonzalez.
That's right. You're Gonzalez-Gonzalez, yes.
That's awesome.
So you get to head down to Branson at some point. This is actually good for a year, so you've got plenty of time to head on down there, plan a little weekend trip.
That's awesome.
Oh, Yvonne, such a beautiful place. You check out the website. I mean, the room views look amazing. You kind of see the Ozark Mountains down there. I mean, it looks gorgeous. It looks unbelievable.
Oh, wow. I
awesome.
They have a whole spa that I do suggest taking advantage of. Get yourself a little massage, hang out for a little bit.
Yes, that is absolutely happening.
Yes.
Well, congratulations, Yvonne. We're going to put you on hold here. Joey's going to get more info. And just have a great time. Congratulations from the show.
Always giving away good stuff. Starting Monday, your chance to win a trip down to Arizona for spring training. We're talking 5 days, 4 nights, 3 games. Everything's taken care of. A driver will pick you up at the airport. You'll be eating dinner on us. Everything's taken care of thanks to WilesWest.com. Make sure you're listening Monday at 7:30. Your first chance to qualify for that trip.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Oh, you want to make a quick prediction on the Super Bowl? Who are you picking? Patriots, Falcons?
I want it to be Falcons. I'm going to say Patriots. I'm going to say Patriots 34-17. I'm going to write that down.
Okay, well, we've got that on tape now. Joe, do you want to make a prediction here on the old intercom? Joey, you got a...
I got Atlanta, and I think it's going to be about 34-27.
Okay.
Okay. So the Falcons. I likewise am going to take the Patriots, and I'm going to do it at 24-7.
24-7?
Yep.
All right. Got you down for that.
We'll see what happens there. And Shaylee doesn't count because she thinks Tiger Woods is healthy. And
and Monday, I also forgot about this. We have a huge concert announcement. Where you're going to
do
very first thing Monday morning. So if you wake up nice and early, 6 o'clock, be right here. Huge concert announcement. I believe we're giving away some tickets before you can even buy them.
Mm-hmm.
Huge concert announcement, very first thing Monday morning.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.